Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 10:17-25. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 10, verse 17 to 25. The Father loves me because I sacrifice my life, so I may take it back again. No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want to, and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded. When he said these things, the people were again divided in their opinions about him. Some said, "He's demon-possessed and out of his mind. Why listen to a man like that?" Others said, "This doesn't sound like a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" It was now winter, and Jesus was in Jerusalem at the time of Hanukkah, the festival of dedication. He was in the temple, walking through the section known as Solomon's Colonnade. The people surrounded him and asked, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus replied, "I have already told you, and you don't believe me. The proof is the work I do in my Father's name. But you don't believe me because you are not my sheep." My theme for reflection is true recognition and acceptance of the Messiah. True recognition and acceptance of the Messiah. As we continue our Lenten journey, we come to a crucial point where Jesus meets a group of people torn by confusion about his identity. They have seen his miracles and good deeds, acknowledging his compassion and desire to help those in pain. Despite these signs pointing to Jesus as the Messiah, their expectations hold them back. They seek direct confirmation or a heroic act against their foes to truly believe. Jesus Christ explains his unique connection with the Father, including his power over life and death. But this splits the crowd. Some accuse him of being demon-possessed, while others, struck by his coherence and miraculous acts, doubt such accusations. My dear friends, this passage invites us to reflect on how our perceptions about others, especially leaders or figures of authority, often blind us to their true nature and intentions. People may misjudge us not because of our actions, but because of their own biases and unwillingness to see beyond their expectations. Similarly, some refused to accept Jesus as the Messiah because he did not match their predefined criteria. In a moment of frustration and seeking clarity, the people directly challenged Jesus. He responded that his actions were the proof they sought. However, disbelief persisted among those who had refused to follow his teachings. This illustrates that superficial followers will struggle to recognize genuine spiritual leadership. The lesson here is simple. Embracing the Savior requires openness of heart beyond our biases or the Messiah of our imagination. It is a call to faith in Jesus for who he truly is, not who we wish him to be. There are two questions for reflection. One, how do our preconceived notions about what a leader should be like influence our ability to recognize true spiritual authority? Number two, In what ways can we cultivate an open heart to better recognize and accept the teachings and identity of Jesus? Heavenly Father, guide us on our journey to understand and accept Jesus as our true Messiah. Help us to see beyond our expectations and biases, to recognize the truth of his words and deeds. Teach us to open our hearts to his teachings so we may fully embrace him as our Savior. May we find clarity in our faith, and let our spirits be led by your love and truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.